The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a Thursday, and after yesterday, crazy rollercoaster ride for feedback, which went up about 90%. This is after a week of rising about 25%. It's come back today, but there's plenty more gas in this tank, I think, for feedback, because like I said, this is a start, just a start, I think, for them. Anyway, looking at stocks, how is crypto?
Crypto's having a little correction, but if Bitcoin goes below 8,000, it might be a bigger correction.
Is it? And I was saying, do you have a short, companies? Do you have a short, what's it called?
Cryptocurrencies.
Crypto, yeah,
not, short I don't. Not the smaller ones, no. The liquidity is a little bit dire.
No, I mean the Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah. But on a good setup, I would. Yeah. But really, there's no trend in Bitcoin at the moment. It's sideways trying to make a bottom. So, you know, we haven't quite done enough to reverse the trend to going up again yet. But we're not, we've certainly stopped the downtrend. So this is a bit of a no man's land for me.
Excuse me.
Bless you, Justin. Bless you.
Yeah, let me just look at the chart of Bitcoin. Let's have a look.
Okay, here's Bitcoin.
Well, that's naked. That's going to 6,000.
That's a daily chart.
Bitcoin's going to 6,000, that is. I wouldn't buy anything below. I'd short here, and it'll take you down to 6,000. It'll be fine. There's a cracking time to buy then. Then get back in long at 6, yeah? But short now, down to 6, yeah? And then go long at 6, yeah?
No, Justin.
Okay.
Not happening.
Yeah, all right. That's my take on it, anyway, on the old Bitcoin. Right, let's get into stocks. So we've had a request for Ameris Resources. A nice little update there recently. Lots of barrelage happening there. AMER is the ticker. What do you reckon, Nicola, on the chart?
Okay, I'm going to start on a weekly chart with this one because look at this lovely declining wedge that we've been making from the start of 2015. This is going to be such a lovely long trade when this breaks to the upside. So we've got this big weekly declining wedge, and within that, since the October 2016 high, the election high, we've kind of got a tighter, narrower declining wedge. And you can draw the trend line from the high that we made on the 27th of October. And if I do that, then we're on our way to the upside trend line. So although we look really bullish and we're trying to recover our moving averages and flip them and get them going higher, really above 20, 19.90, but 20 round number to be sure, Amerisaw has broken out. And then if we get above that, we can look to 25.90, 25.9 next. And then above 25.9, we're going to fly. And when I say fly, I mean probably 42.50.
Do you know what? That's a horrible chart. And I tell you
why.
It's
a horrible chart. Why?
Because there's so many false breaks above that 200-day moving average, where generally, which is widely regarded as a sort of bull bear line.
Okay, normally though, if you're going sideways, then your moving average would be flat. And whenever you see a flat moving average, it's a big warning sign that you're not really going anywhere. In this week, daily one, we've got like a slight slope because we've got this slight declining wedge, but we're not really going anywhere. We're oscillating either side of it. If we take a look at the weekly though, you know, it's not, it's pretty clear that we're in a downtrend and we really need to break some of these trend lines and get above it. And yeah, the weekly, at the moment, if we want to know what's our resistance, it's the weekly 50 moving average.
Yeah.
And yeah, we really do need to get above it to get out of here. But
even on the weekly 50 moving average, right, it has closed above that and yet it's still fallen below it and gone lower. And so I'm thinking, this is a horrible chart, really. And like I said, unless it makes a convincing several days above that 200-day moving average, which even recently, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days above it. When was that? In January, and then it came back. It went from 22 pence
averages,
down to 13 pence.
The thing is, a moving average doesn't really have any predictive power, but it's a really good guide to trend. When you get above any moving average, you should see it, watch for it to come back and be retested. And you want, every time you want to see it hold a support and then a move away from it higher. And every time with this 200 moving average, when we've got above it, we've come back and retested it and not found any support. And that's the key. So if you always wait for that, that will be a good guide. And then falling back below it is a false breakout, which is really powerful.
Do you know also a good guide, Nick? And also a good guide here is look at the moving averages there, the crossover, right?
Yeah.
There's never been recently a crossover, the 50-day to the 200-day. If that 50-day crosses that 200-day, you'd say that's definitely changing.
Right.
It hasn't done
and
it for
I think
ages.
If we get above 20, that will happen. If we can break out of this declining wedge, that will happen fast. So for now, I'm gonna say let's pass on this one.
But failing that, look at the fundamentals of the company. And I mean, look at the barrels, look at the cost per barrel, and work out if they're improving production and if they're going to be profitable. Because I think they were, and that's, you get an early steer, I think.
I agree. And I think there's really good support at 1560 in this stock if you want to look for a pullback to this level. 1560.
Of course, to Nicola, fundamentals is the F word. And she's not like the F word. Oh, no.
No, I do like the F word. But, you know, price is important. And at some point, it can have the best fundamentals in the world. But at some point, that's all priced in. And you don't want to still be buying.
Yeah, okay, let's go on to the next one. Braveheart Investment Group, trading update. Yes. And this is what people want to hear, essentially. It's always nice to have an update where there's no figures, but it's just really bullish language. And it says, as a result and reflecting the good progress achieved during the financial year, the company is pleased to report that the following a revaluation of all the company's investments by externally commissioned valuer. The directors expect, subject to the review of the auditors, the company will be able to report a substantial increase in the value of its investment portfolio. Primarily, so there we go. So the investment portfolio will be improved on a valuation level. People like to hear that because there's no figures involved. So there's a little bit of vagueness there, but it sounds very bullish. That's why it's up 16% today. BRH, Nicola.
BRH. If we look back, this is a weekly chart. Look at this lovely bottoming in this chart. Mm. And it looks like we should have a neckline and resistance, doesn't it? Around 16.6. And it looks like if we go back to, you know, between 2010 and 2017, that should be our breakout level. And what we've seen since we broke out, which was this year, is a fight over the level, a bull bear fight back and forward. Really, there's very good support and resistance at the 2010 low from 19th of July that week, and that's at 19 even, the round number. And if we go to the daily, we're looking at a weekly chart at this bottoming. If we go to the daily, you can see that we've never had a daily close above that level. We've had two daily closes right on that level, August last summer and then October last year. And that was the high when we rallied in January. So it's the yearly high as well. So the 2010 low, 2017 high so far. So yeah, this looks awesome, this bullish rally, but we've really got a close above 19 to break out of the range. And then when we do, happy days, we're going to fly because of this weekly bottoming pattern to 31.
Okay, I've got to say, I do apologise, Nicola, I was not listening to any of that.
Really?
Because I was checking out the F in Amarissa. I was looking at the RNS release. And there's been a lot of director dealings since their final. Now, listen, directors are in what's called closed periods. That means before significant news comes out, they cannot deal in stocks and shares. You know, they cannot buy shares. If they, for example, if they compile all the audited results and before they release it, they can't think, wow, these results are good. I'm going to buy some stock before we release them. They can't do that. So they have to buy in an open period, and that's after significant release. So if you look at their results, which were the final results for the year ended 31st December, all right, on the 16th of April, this was. After that, 1, 2, 3, 4 separate director share dealing is happening. And they're all acquiring shares. 30 grand's worth is one, 34 grand's worth is another. That, to me, would suggest Something positive is afoot is the company. Do your own research. I don't hold stock, but do your own research, everyone. There, but
I can tell you that if we can break out above from this range and we can close above 19, that we are going to fly,
okay.
in the stock. That's we've spent so long, like seriously so long. This has been resistant since 2016, and we've been making this bottoming pattern since 2012. This should be a really powerful move if we can do it.
Okay, that's good. Do you know what? It's a bigger stock that I look at, sort of, normally, Emirates here, but when I see that happening, directors buying after final results, and the chart down here where it is, it does, you know, it puts a flag for me, a white flag, say, or signal in some way, saying, check it out. But it's a big, it's a 200 million market cap company, so I normally don't check it. Moving on to the next. It's Infrastrata, INFA. A bit of positive action on the chart here, it's a well-followed company. Tiny little micro. They're looking to do gas storage, which apparently is needed for our energy programs in this country. But they raise funds in doing that, and it's in Ireland there. But INFA, what do you reckon, Nicola?
INFA, you know, I had a Fibonacci support level for this.
That's the F word for me.
Stop it. At 0.291, and we dipped underneath it, and not in that, but every time we rallied back to it, we failed there since, you know, we did that in February. What's really cool about that is actually we've made a really nice bottoming pattern, and that 0.291 level has become the neckline of a really good bottoming pattern, which today we're trading solidly above. So I think if we can close back above this 0.291 level for the first time, then we should continue higher and retest the lows at that we broke at 0.41. So look for a close today above 291 to indicate that we're going to continue. You can buy against that level then to indicate that we're going higher to 0.41 from here.
But ooh, I see.
I know. There is, but look how long, though, we've spent testing this level. We've tested this level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, including yesterday, and failed at it. So it's a really cool reversal if we can do it.
Well, they did a fundraise at 0.24. So you can see the gap up there from that level just a couple of days back. And so you'll see, maybe it'll stay above that now. Anyway.
Two targets. The prior lows at 0.41 and then the 200-day moving average at 0.49.
Okay, so the next is a bit of big news here from Satellite Solutions Worldwide. A proposed acquisition of Open Sky and satellite internet services, and a proposed placing to raise 12 million. What is at 8.5 pence? What at the moment? Well, they are at that. That's a good, that's a decent level. There's no big discount there, so that's good. So anyway, so they're acquiring a business, significant business, and the raise. The fundraise is not at discount, so that's positive. So SAT, what do you reckon, Nicola?
SAT, let's start with the weekly chart. 8.58 is a major resistance level. And last week, we had a really nasty drop in the stock. And 8.58 is 50% of that drop. Unless we can get back above 8.58, we're going to go drop lower and test support before we go higher again. And the support that I'm looking for is at 7.66, around there. So, yes, 8.58 is the key level to watch. That will tell us when we're going higher again. I'm going to pop down to the daily today, and you can see that was the high.
Can I pop down there with you?
You can pop down there with me. You can see that was the high today that we got rejected at, and we've bounced off that level. So it is really important that we can close back above 8.58. Otherwise, I'm looking for 7.66 support.
I see.
Before we go higher again.
Yes, I see. Okay. All right. So that's that, Satellite Solutions. The last one is Strategic Minerals. They announced two bits of news today. One was a Lee Copper Creek project work program set. Now, this is, crank this one up, but it's potentially, and I don't know how companies say this, but this potentially is transformational for the company. And also, they did a Cobre sales update, which is already sort of producing, but they're going to have to spend, I think, for 3 months, if I'm reading it correctly, 3 months the sales of that. So the minimum tonnage requirement is 4,000 tons of magnetite per month, and they're spending that for March, April, May, which gives them a bit of revenue. So we've got quite a positive update and a bit of a negative one, but I think that was a negative one is temporary. Right, SML, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Well, that drop today on that negative one has dropped us into support. I had two support levels for strategic minerals to find its feet. One is 1.48 and the other is 0.848. No, I'm not hedging my bets. Wait for a minute. The dog's going to bark at you now. Okay, so 1.458 is the 61.8 Fib retrace from the lows that we made in 2016 to the highs that we made. That's a that's a regular, you know, everybody knows that's a Fib number. So 1.458 is a really good level to bounce from. If we can get back above 1.88, then I think we've reversed the downtrend. 1.884 is the lows that we made in November, the lows that we made again in December was a spike low in February. And so that's the key level. And that's also when we rally, where we're going to make the 200-day moving average. So I think there's a good chance of a bounce here. And back above 1.88, we have reversed the downtrend.
Okay. By the way, when we tweeted out we're going to do this Facebook Live thing, someone called Sydney Volmer on Twitter says, Facebook is the antithesis of everything crypto stands for. Why are you using Facebook?
Because it makes it really easy to share, because they save our videos for us so people can pop back and watch them later. Because people, you know, people say that, but they can watch it. They don't have to register. They don't need a Facebook account. They can just come and have a look. So,
yeah, well, I'm going to reply. We are giving you an answer.
Did you see Facebook results yesterday? Yeah. Everyone was so negative because of this news, and they smashed it.
Yeah. Up almost 12 billion revenue first three months. And it was 8 billion last year. So it's almost 50% up. I know. So I replied to Sydney saying, we are giving you an answer now on Facebook. but also, it's not the antithesis of everything crypto stands for, because crypto is about community and free things and sharing and trust. And okay, listen. It's about community. What?
Facebook has really taken it in the neck, you know, over this privacy stuff.
Yeah, I think it's great.
This guy is telling us this on Twitter. Do you not think that Twitter's collecting all that stuff about you as well? Yeah. So they can advertise to you? Of course they are. Google is even worse. And you never hear about Google. And LinkedIn, like, look at all that information about us that we give LinkedIn for free, that they can sell to anybody. Like, seriously. And they, on Twitter, everything you like, reply to, they collect. They have a better profile of you. You could spend thousands of pounds at a psychiatrist, and those guys on Twitter know more about us than anyone else.
Yeah, listen, I just think it's really... I just think people now standing up and shouting about Facebook are showing themselves to be so dumb, Sydney. You must have known this when you first signed up, surely. There was a free service offering you lots of targeted adverts. The data was being shared. If you didn't know that, now you're pretending to be, very smart about it all. No, you're not. You're not at all. You're showing yourself, you're putting a finger at yourself saying, I'm so stupid, I had no idea they were doing this. What everyone else did. Anyway, and do you know what? It hasn't affected their revenue, but the looks, they're cracking on. Anyway, Nicola.
Okay.
That's our reply to Sydney on Facebook. Lovely. By the way, you can see this video.
Bye, Sydney.
You can see this video. If you want to see this video, listen to the podcast, you can see this video at voxmarkets.co.uk/.
Lord!
Lovely. Thank you, Nicola. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, by the way, sorry, Ding Yang Talao Energy is on the podcast a little bit later, but up as 12. Hello, Alex. Was Alex?
Hello, Alex.
Was it Alex who went, I love you? Hello, afterwards.
I love Alex. Mm. Okay, I'm talking to you and showing my screen on the fastest computer I have ever owned, and Alex built it for me.
Oh, right, cool. Well, he built you a computer. That's good, isn't it? Is it massive?
Yes, it is quite big. It's the biggest one I've had as well, but it's the fastest.
What kind of power you got, Nick? What kind of power you got?
Gosh, I don't know. It's the Massive. All SST, huge. Okay. I don't know.
Stable state drives, yeah? Okay, well, yes. I got that. My Mac's 2 years old. But, I mean, I want to know... next time we speak tomorrow, I want to know some stats about it, yeah? Some speed stats. Alex will tell us, I'm sure. But I want to know...
I'm sure he will.
Some geeky stats about your computer, okay? What's it running on, Nick? When I say that to you, I want you to come up with a lot of stats and, you know, metrics and all that stuff and size of stuff and, you know, speeds of stuff and all that stuff, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.